नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Six, right?
Yes.
The third part. By His Divine Grace, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My Lord, we hear Vyasadeva speaking to Narada. My Lord, everything that is mysterious is known to you because you worship the Creator and the Destroyer of the material world and the Maintainer of the spiritual world, the original personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to the three modes of material nature. So the devotee of the Lord because the Lord is residing within the heart of the devotee, so the Lord can easily make known to him whatever he requires. So this is the idea. Not that you can go to the library and say, well, do you know what's in that book, or do you know this? Not the devotee may not know that. That kind of mundane knowledge. But he knows the Lord. So by knowing the Lord, then everything that is required is provided for him. Therefore, we should, following the footsteps of Narada Muni, who's coming in our Sampradaya, we should try to become devotees. But it's easy to compete with the Lord instead of being surrendered to him. This is the disease that we want to enjoy. Like the Lord. The Lord is the Gopinath. We want to enjoy the gopis. The Lord is Lakshminath, the possessor of all wealth. But we want to become wealthy. The Lord is Rama, the enjoyer. And we want to be the enjoyer. So in this way, we compete with the Lord in various ways. And so we don't get the full mercy of the Lord. But Narada Muni, he was perfect. How did he become perfect? In his previous life, he took to this process under the getting the mercy of the Bhakti Vedantas. He became a serious devotee, practiced. He was practicing the process of devotional service. Then one day, after taking his bath, he was sitting for meditation. They meditate on the third eye chant there also. I was reading Mahanini's book. He's recommending that we see Radha and Krishna there in our internal vision while we're chanting. So Narada Muni, of course, that was previous to Kali Yuga. So he was doing some kind of meditation. And then suddenly, the same Lord that he was meditating on within became present outside. Oh no, he heard the voice. That was Juhu. He heard the voice from the sky saying the Lord was speaking to him. Telling him that. It's not easy to attain me, but go on practicing. So Narada Muni, in his previous life, then he came out of meditation. He realized that he had had some audio darshan of the Lord, and so he became first upset, of course, that the Lord was no longer present to him. But then he was satisfied with the instruction. The instruction is: go on with your devotional service. You may not think that you have all the powers of the yogis and so many different things, but Krishna will give you whatever you require. If you're sincere, even in this one lifetime, Prabhupada used to stress this point, if you're sincere in this one lifetime to serve Krishna, you have no other interest, then even you're very disqualified, even by material calculation. But because you have this one qualification, you're sincere, anxious to serve the Lord, then you can become perfect and become eligible to enter into the kingdom of God, even in this one. So that should be our determination. And that is what would happen to Narada Muni. At the time of death, he became the great Narada Muni in his next life. As a spiritual body, he could travel everywhere in the space ways. digital spaceman, he could go up and down through the material world, through the spiritual world. He went, visited Dwarka, saw Krishna in the different palaces. And so this is the position that we can also attain to. We can become pure devotees. But in order to do that, we have to control our senses, first of all. And then we have to follow the process. what is a very difficult process? Chanting Hare Krishna, hearing about Krishna, taking Krishna prasada, preaching to people about Krishna, associating with Krishna's devotees. So the process is congenial. Congenial means not so difficult, easy to take. But we have to be determined. If we take it too easy, easygoing life and Krishna consciousness go ill together. We become lazy or lose our desire for performing austerity, for pleasing the Lord, then it may take more many lifetimes. That's up to us. Just like Rukmini, she was ready to undergo any kind of austerity to get Krishna. When she heard about Krishna, she fell in love with Krishna by Narada Muni's influence. She heard about Krishna. She decided he was going to be my only husband. And she was ready to perform all difficulties to get him. Of course, Krishna didn't oblige her to do that. He came and carried her away. But she was prepared. That's the point. Krishna can come and take us. But we have to be prepared to undergo whatever is required to please him. But fortunately, Krishna is a very liberal, you can say. He doesn't require that we have to perform some kind of superhuman activities to please him. No, he says, I'm pleased. Patram pushpam phalam taryam yome bhakti vyajit. You offer me in love a little fruit or flower, I'll be pleased. So he's pleased with the devotion. Not so much that we can offer. And what can we do for Krishna? He has everything. But if we sincerely try to please him, and from the core of our heart, if we have some feeling to bring him happiness, rather than to bring ourselves happiness, this is the disease here in the material world. Everyone wants to bring the happiness to themselves. But we should see that this doesn't really make us happy. It's like the fish out of water. They'll never be happy. But if we agree in this one lifetime, let us try to make Krishna happy, then we'll also be happy. That we should have faith. That's where faith comes in. Faith comes in that, yes, if I serve Krishna, I won't be the loser. But how do you know that? Well, I don't know in that sense. I've heard, but in order to know, I have to practice. I have to try it. Just like we don't know what the taste of honey is. We have to take the process, bring the honey into our mouth. Similarly, we don't know if Krishna is going to reciprocate, but this is his promise. He says he will. So why not have faith? And we see whatever little bit we have surrendered, Krishna has reciprocated. So why won't he reciprocate in the future? Therefore, we become confident. Okay, yes, I agree. Krishna is there. He's my friend. If I surrender to him, I won't be the loser. So let me make the next step, whatever that may be, according to our position. We can't jump over. You can't suddenly, from the neophyte position, become great Narada Muni. That's imitation. But we can go to the next step, next step, next step. And Krishna will make that clear to us. If we're sincere to please him, then he'll reveal to us what is the next, service that we should do. This is his promise. He'll keep us that much encouraged, you could say. He may not reveal himself perfectly in his threefold bending form. Now, he can do that also, but he may not. But he will reveal to us what it is that we should do to approach him. He promises that. The Dhammi Buddhi, he'll give you the intelligence and you can come to him. He may not give you immediately himself, but he'll give you the intelligence. Okay, yes, this is how I should go forward. And then from that, we'll become encouraged. We'll see, oh yes, okay, I'm going forward in this way. And then Krishna is reciprocating more to tell me what the next step is, or the next step. And so we're making progress in our sadhana, progress in our devotional service. Then we can be happy if we're sincere. If a devotee, I remember one devotee was Prabhupada's secretary for a while, and then he was leaving Krishna consciousness, and Prabhupada was attempting to keep him, and the attempt was made, but he still didn't want to remain. And Prabhupada said, therefore we can understand he is not sincere. So, what can we do? If someone is not sincere, what can we do? Even Prabhupada can't say that. So, we encourage everybody to be sincere because this is the best thing. But why not sincerely take it up? Because we have compassion for others. We're the well-wisher. So when we see somebody suffering, we tell them, yeah, take up this process in a sincere way, and Krishna will reciprocate. Okay, any questions? Simple for the simple. Probably wants the Krishna God is like the blue sky, very clear. We have to understand the principles. We can't make our own principle. Dharma Chishaksha Bhagavati. Religion is coming from God. We simply have to follow. So what is the problem, Krishna? Sometimes you complain, you have problems.
Mind and senses. Like you said, this desire to enjoy without Krishna.
So we have to be convinced that this will make us happy. We have to bring the full circle. And see, all right, I've so long, many lifetimes I've been trying to enjoy seven temptation. Hasn't made me. So instead of following my mind, let me follow my intelligence. My intelligence says, yeah, this bhakti yoga is the best thing. Let me accept whatever's favorable for that, instead of whatever the mind suggests. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Yeah.